His father tossed the antler to the side and cleansed his hands in the snow. "I'm surprised she lived long enough even to whelp," he said. His voice broke the spell. "Maybe she didn't," Jorry said. "I've heard tales. Maybe the bitch was already dead when the pups came." "Born with the dead," another man put in. "Worse luck." "No matter," said Hullen. "They'll be dead soon enough, too." Bran gave a wordless cry of dismay. "The sooner the better," Theon Greyjoy agreed. He drew his sword. "Give the beast here, Bran." The little thing squirmed against him, as if it heard and understood. "No," Bran cried out fiercely. "It's mine." "Put away your sword, Greyjoy," Rob said. For a moment he sounded as commanding as their father, like the lord he would someday be. "We will keep these pups." "You cannot do that, boy," said Harwin, who was Holland's son. "It'll be a mercy to kill them," Holland said. Bran looked to his lord father for rescue, but got only a frown, a furrowed brow. "Holland speaks truly, son. Better a swift death than a hard one from cold and starvation." "No." He could feel tears welling in his eyes, and he looked away. He did not want to cry in front of his father. Rob resisted stubbornly. "Sir Roderick's red bitch whelped again last week," he said. "It was a small litter, only two live pups. She'll have milk enough."